'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring except for my mouse. The stockings were hung as I spent my time clicking with care in hopes that somehow the presents could still make it there. My busy schedule had been out of control. Preparing for Christmas had really not taken a hold. The children were nestled all snug in their beds. The presents were not purchased, leaving noise in my head. I debated about whether to have a super tall nightcap, and honestly, all I really wanted was a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there came the sound of some chatter, I rose from my computer to see what was the matter. Away to the window I went in a dash, tore open the shutters, and made my cell phone flash. The moon shined brightly on the new fallen snow, and suddenly I didn't care about my previous stress and woe. Falling from the sky with a sound only I could hear was the relief I needed at this time of year. It came in the form of reindeer leading a sleigh with a little old driver who was cruising my way. Suddenly I knew in a quick, this little old guy must be Saint Nick. Let's face it, no one else was working tonight. This could be my answer to make everything right. He whistled and shouted and called these reindeers by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donder and Blitzen. To the top of that porch, to the top of that wall, to that entrepreneur's house where there is no presence at all. I stood there just thinking I was dreaming this all, or maybe I'd entered some crazy online mall. And then in a twinkling right there on my roof stood the actual prancing and pawing of each reindeer's hoof. And down the chimney St. Nicholas came, and my life since that moment has not been the same. It started with the bundle of presents he had flung on his back that began to remove my deep sense of lack. Oh, his eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. He knew just the magic I needed to get past my fear. After all, had it been one hell of a year. My business needed me in so many ways to help me help others get through their darkest days. With a wink of his eye and a twist of his head, suddenly I felt peace and knew that I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word and was calm as could be as he filled up our stockings with such joyful glee. And laying his finger aside of his nose, he gave me a nod, and up the chimney he rose. My heart had been filled in the quiet of the full moon sky. I was glowing with belief, and I let out a sigh. He exclaimed with joy as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night."